Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter. Yes.
Yeah. What's up, man? Feel good. It's Friday.
You should. You should feel good because we're almost done with this turd of a show. And well, not almost. We still got a little bit of time left, you know. But still, though, we're nearing the weekend, which everyone's happy.
Get ahead of yourself, bro.
Yeah, I know. And we've still got enough to do. Hey, speaking of things we got to do, let's do it right now. It's time for your history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, January 14th, 1784.
How do you even know?
Because this one is, it has quite a bit of notes on it, okay? The United States ratified a peace treaty with England, ending the Revolutionary War. That's right. Suck it, England. We won, you little bitches.
Yeah. Suck it. I don't really know anything about it, to be honest with you.
I kind of figured.
Why do you pick all these like presidential like facts from America that we should know?
We just make ourselves sound dumb and ignorant
exactly.
when we're talking about
it. You're just making us look like morons.
Here's all you need to know, Hunter, all right? Those tea-drinking, crumpet-eating redcoats, all right, tried to come over here. All right, they tried to tax us and all that. All right, they tried to say that, oh, you got to listen to the king. And we were like, no.
Right in the kisser.
We were
That's
like,
what happened.
You take your tea and crumpets and you shove them right up your... No, we didn't. Mm-hmm. We said, no, we are our own country. We're going to do this. George Washington's son, all right? That's what we did.
Yeah. War was a little different back then, huh?
I think it's so, you know, what's crazy is when we look back in the annals of history, okay, and you always think everything was very stuffy, but no, it was still just it was Xanadu, man. You had all these Xanadu. People in powdered wigs, you know, just running around all over the place. I mean, that's crazy.
Being alive here, I don't want to die by a sword. It just sounds miserable, doesn't it?
We're going to have you all stand in lines. We're going to take turns firing lead balls at each other.
Why are we doing this?
Because they were trying to tax us too much, man. That's what it was.
At least hide behind something?
Nope. We are going to line up in a straight line. You fall where you fall.
You lean forward.
Well,
lean
can we at least get kind of far apart? No. These guns are not accurate at all. You're going to be able to see each other's eye color, all right? Well,
dude, imagine
terrible.
The first guy who came out with a machine gun. Like, he walks up and he's like, watch this, dude. Look at them. They're all lined up. Look at this moron.
Hey, wait a second. That guy's got two guns on him. That's not fair.
What's that noise? God, maybe we should hide.
You imagine bringing, like, an Apache, like, just helicopter, like, taking back in time to the Revolutionary War. Imagine
UFO, bro. You were from another planet.
George Washington with aviator sunglasses on flying an Apache helicopter over the Delaware. All right? That changes the game. Completely.
Clean that field up real quick.
What do I imagine? Like George Washington is like in a cut off general's coat, like one of those old. Like he cut the sleeves off. He's got like the Rambo headband on.
Why does he look like Rambo? Is he all tan now?
He's got a stogie right there. Bald eagle sitting on his shoulder. And he's just like, all right, here it comes, you sons of bitches. You take that, King George, you bastard. Yeah.
What the hell is that thing?
He's got Flight of the Valkyrie on in the background. No, he's got AC/DC playing on in the background. Like, all right, this is too much.
The future, man.
All right, there's no way we're gonna beat that guy.
You know,
with our muskets.
Hey,
what?
I'd rather get mauled by an Apache than have a sword slide through my stomach. Dude.
Well, that or just taking like a lead ball to the leg. Like in today's medicine, you'd be fine. You could get that bullet out. They're chopping your leg right off. Gangrene, yep. You're dead. All right.
Probably right there on the field too.
I got shot in the foot. You don't need to. It's fine. Just no. I'm not gonna die.
They'll lop it off and put you back in the game. Get back in there.
You got some field doctor coming in, just hammered, drunk, covered in blood. None of his tools are washed off. All right, we got to cut that foot off, man. If we don't saw this foot off right now, gangrene's going to set in. Well, gangrene more than likely is going to set in, even if I cut it off.
You're dead either way, but hey, we need you. So.
Look, you lived a long life. You're 22 years old. You should be happy you made it this far, okay? Anyway, all right, so there you go. We won. You lost, England. Mm-hmm. Suck it.
We're the best.
You're the worst. We're really attractive, and you're not so much with your weird teeth. Yeah, that's what you got. That is what happened on this day in history. Good lesson for today. I think we pretty much covered history perfectly. I think we did. Not bad. That's what we learned in high school. All right, we got to take a break. Your comedian for today is Dusty Slay.